The new government measures introduced yesterday for dealing with COVID-19 prompt various reactions in the papers. The frights before Christmas, says the Irish Sun headline, over a report that travel plans and the reopening of schools after Christmas have been cast into doubt. Travel plans are the main concern for the Irish Independent. The paper says that the requirement of a negative COVID-19 test for travellers to Ireland will cause significant angst for people planning visits home to see family and those jetting off for short breaks over the festive period. The effect on school children over the age of 9 of the requirement to wear masks from today is highlighted in the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Mail. No mask, no class is the message in the Mirror. Mask up or go home, says the Mail. Case numbers of COVID-19 among children went through the roof in November. Those are the words of the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, quoted in the Irish Examiner's lead headline. He told the Doyle yesterday that the rate of COVID in children aged 5 to 12 had risen 240% last month, with nearly 20,000 cases confirmed in the last 4 weeks. The Taoiseach said the target now in schools was to get to the Christmas break, recalibrate and review how we deal with the next semester, the paper says. Looking beyond the next semester, the Irish Times reports that legislation to extend the government's powers to impose COVID regulations will be rushed through the Oireachtas in the coming days, as ministers face the prospect of restrictions potentially lasting until the middle of next year. The Taoiseach told the Cabinet that people had reduced socialising, but the decline needed to be maintained. The paper says this raised expectations that further restrictions may be recommended by the National Public Health Emergency Team when it meets tomorrow. The Irish Daily Star's main story is about a man found guilty of driving under the influence of cocaine in Kerry. There is much coverage of the trial in New York of Ghislaine Maxwell on charges of procuring teenage girls for the financier Jeffrey Epstein. The Independent has an Irish angle. John Mulligan reports that Epstein was on his private Boeing 727 jet as it flew in and out of Dublin, Waterford, Shannon and Belfast over the course of more than a decade from 1996. The Times reports on its front page that house owners affected by the Mica defective blocks scandal have reacted angrily to a revised redress scheme, saying they will still have to contribute large sums to rebuild their homes. The government scheme will cost €2.2 billion. A spokesman for the Mica Action Group is quoted in the Times as saying that the owner of a 2,400 square foot house, the average size of homes affected, would have to contribute €65,000 to the cost of a rebuild.